everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of CUNA's Lending Council Conference. And in this clip, True West Credit Union's Aaron Ackerman talks about how to manage their collections workforce remotely. They do all sorts of things, and she gets really creative to keep these folks positive and engaged with their members, especially going through these really, really challenging times. But there's one item that she talked about in here called Collectosaurus Rex. So find out what she's talking about here. So check it out.
So as it stands right now, we're not 100% sure when we're coming back to the office full time, but it does look like even when we do have the option to come back into the office, it's probably going to be only 1 or 2 days a week like we were doing before with the staff. So that's exciting for everybody. What we have found is that communication and reporting have been the two biggest fundamental things for our staff. Keeping the staff apprised of exactly what they need to do, everything that's happening within the credit union, all the different things that are being launched in different departments, making sure that they have the most information as possible has been really imperative for everybody. It makes them feel like they're still part of a team and that they're part of the credit union and not just sort of flailing and all by themselves at home. We also do department meetings now that we can't be in the office once every 2 weeks. We actually do a daily Zoom or team meeting with the entire staff. So at 8:05, all of us get on the phone together and start the day. We do a few fun things that I'll talk about a little bit later, but it's really nice to get together and have a chat every day. We also, as Dawn was speaking about, we've kept all of our one-on-ones exactly the same. So we still have conversations with the staff every single month to let them know where they are with their dollars collected and how they're doing on the dialer and how their QA is going. It's really important to make sure that they have a sense of stability and a sense of nothing's really changed other than their location, but that we are here as leaders to help them. One of my favorite sayings that my old boss told me was that my job as a manager is to move the obstacles out of the way for my staff. That is my job. And so we need to make sure that we are moving the obstacles, whatever those are, that that get into our employees' way. And so since we have deployed that thought process and have let them know that that's what I'm here for, it's definitely helped with this whole transition. Strong QA is also a really big, important piece. Our system allows us to see the screenshot and the screen pop of what they're doing. So not only can we hear what they're saying, but we can see where they're going and make sure that they're not having any trouble navigating or that they are not on, you know, YouTube doing things that they shouldn't be doing. So that part's been really great. And then we also use our dialer to get messages out to members for a lot of different things. So we can use it for our collection calls, but we can also, if marketing has something that they need calls to go out for a specific set group, then we set that up through the dialer and we can launch that, which has really been very helpful to get messages out to staff as well as membership. One of the things that we also set up was a group chat. And so through Instant Messenger, whatever Instant Messenger you have, we have one that's set up for our entire team. And that way they feel that they can get in touch with us at a moment's notice. And both myself and my assistant manager are very diligent about making sure that we're watching what's going on there and getting back to them as soon as possible. So that way, A, they don't have to put a member on hold to call us to find out what's going on, but that they can get the answer instantaneously. One of the other things that we have found is that having a group chat with just the staff and not the management staff has been also very important and helpful for them, because they can, one of the things that they tell us all the time is we don't want to throw our coworker under the bus. And so if they see that they're doing something that they think shouldn't be done, they can go to that person directly and speak with them without having to have to get management involved, which has been very helpful for them. And they have actually really they have told us that they really enjoy having that feature as well. One of the other things that we do, jumping back to those morning meetings, is a couple times a month, we will let the staff have about 15 minutes by themselves in that meeting before the management staff gets on. That way they can talk about things that they want to bring up to us as a whole group. And so they come at us from a united front versus, again, trying to, you know, tell that someone was doing something wrong. So that's been very helpful for them too. We have very strong reporting around the KPIs. The things that we do are like numbers of accounts worked, promises taken, promises kept, dollars collected. We also work in the Temenos system, and so we have a lot of reporting and dashboards that we can send to them through the system as well. So that's been very helpful for them to know exactly where they're at and what they need to do. I also am very lucky that I've had staff with me for a really long time, and so they're really good about coming and asking for the things that they need. Making things fun. This is probably one of the most important things that I have found. We have just implemented on our daily calls in the morning, we have some type of lead-in song that's fun and upbeat and gets them, you know, riled up. And we've asked them to bring us songs that they would want to use. And so it's been kind of fun having them work against each other to try to figure out who can come up with the best song. But we'll get up and dance and, you know, just try to make it light and airy, because as we all know, the collections world is very difficult, especially in this time frame. And so you need to give them some out in order to be able to really function all day long, hearing all of the things that we have to hear all day. One of the other things that we used to do when they came in every other week was we would buy lunch for the whole staff. And so that's a little bit more difficult now that we're all in different places. So we will send out Grubhub gift cards or some type of food delivery gift card to them. And then we will set aside an hour that at lunchtime we all get together on whatever platform, Zoom or Teams, and we will sit and have lunch together and not talk about work. And this is a really good time to be able to find out how families are doing and how they're doing being cooped up all the time, and making sure that their mental stability is good and that they are, you know, happy and still wanting to come to work. But I feel as a leader, if you engage them from a personal standpoint, it makes such a difference, and they want to come to work and work for you. We also do contests that are based around all of those KPIs. We'll send out gift cards and we send out little award certificates to them. I built a statue out of a dinosaur, and he's our Collectosaurus Rex. And so he gets passed around for different things, and they named him Dilly. And so Dilly gets passed around to everybody, and it's a big thing. Everybody wants to have Dilly. So when whoever wins it that month, we send it to their house. So that's been really fun. But the biggest advice I can say is just don't make everything about work. Try to make sure that you're keeping in contact with them about them, and they will want to do the work for you as long as they know that you're involved and interested in them directly. So that is all I have. I will pass it back to you, Dan, if there's any questions.
And there are a couple of questions. Number one, folks are curious as to what the system is that you're using to monitor the screen transactional occurrences that you talked about during your presentation.
It's part of our Cisco phone system. It's one of the options from Cisco.
Very good. And then dealing with call measurements, I'm assuming like most of us, where we're receiving calls regarding COVID concerns from our membership, and those calls sometimes take an unusual amount of time. People want to bare their souls and have a long conversation. How do you build that into the matrix that maybe you had before? Do you have a way of eliminating outliers from the measurements?
So we were very lucky in that we actually got to put together a whole separate team for that we we are now calling the loan assistance group. And so since our loan side, our lending side had slowed down and dealer reps were not able to go out to the dealerships due to COVID, all of our dealer reps and some of our underwriters were taking turns doing both jobs from home. So they would field those calls and help the members through all of the COVID skips. So luckily, my department was able to focus strictly on the collection piece.
Thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more coverage of CUNA's Lending Council Conference here on CU Broadcast.